Nome turns into a bit of a carnival when the Iditarod winner mushes into town. For nearly a week, racers continue arriving before the banquet that officially concludes each year's Iditarod. For some, that means days of free time and plenty of fun events to fill it. This year, after reporting from the trail, Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes kept his microphone on, and here's what he found.
All right, no photos, no photos.
In the very back of a long, crowded bar, an MC auctions off all kinds of random swag branded with liquor company logos.
All right, we have a Budweiser poker set.
Bidding starts at $15, and the MC is able to work it up a little bit higher. The whole auction lasts a while, and the point is to raise money for an annual event inside the Polar Bar, the Make Your Own Bikini Contest. A handful of contestants walk out of a back room, off a small stage, and down an improvised runway past the crowd. The outfits range from the haphazardly last minute to the impressively inventive.
Ace in the hole!
There's a dress made of playing cards, a bra fashioned out of two Red King crabs, and the winning contestant sports a two-piece ensemble from some kind of pelt.
All right, this is going to be Iditarod.
The contest is like a lot of Iditarod Week in Nome, a mix of sordid and scandalous with crafty and community-minded. Visitors pour in to this Bering seaside hub of just under 4,000 people for a kind of subarctic spring break, a Cancun of the North. Restaurants, bars, and seemingly every spare bedroom are filled. Schools across the region are on vacation, allowing for athletes and families to travel in on discounted flights from surrounding communities for a big basketball tournament. Some of the annual nighttime events are known for racy debauchery, like the Wet Buns Contest. Others are grittier, like the arm wrestling tournament at Breakers Bar, where 2 years ago, Allie Zirkel broke another competitor's arm. This year, Tara Cicatello, a handler who competed, says a similar thing happened in the women's middleweight contest, although not with Zirkel.
As soon as they start to wrestle again, you just hear this popping noise, and the whole room goes silent. It was like a gunshot, and then we look, and the woman's arm is just hanging.
Beyond the bars, beneath the season's expanding daylight, the region's unique culture and history are on full display. Snow machiners race along the sea ice to check crab pots. Rugged literary types listen to the poems of Robert Service, read aloud in a convention center. This year, the new Carrie M. McLean Museum, which opened just a few months ago, gave tours to more than 100 people by week's end.
One of the favorite pieces in this case is this engraved ivory drill bow at the top. It's called a Patixioc in Bering Strait and Nupiaq.
Amy Phillips-Chan is the museum's director, and we're standing in front of old tools etched with scenes of walrus, whale, and seal harvests.
Drill bows are really fascinating objects because Inupiaq was primarily a spoken language. So the older drill bows that were used and passed down among carvers were actually used as kind of mnemonic devices to record and then pass on oral traditions and stories.
As the museum tour winds down, a crowd fills the library next door to listen to a talk by Iditarod champion Martin Boozer. Not far away, behind the snow dump, unrelenting wind is whipping up a ground storm around a bunch of sled dogs.
It is really bad weather.
These aren't Iditarod dogs. They belong to local mushers who are clipping three-dog teams to little sleds for the Nome Kennel Club's businessman's race. For a $150 entry fee, amateurs essentially hire someone else's dog team to race a three-mile loop. Ducking behind a truck for cover from the wind, Kirsten Bay says the 110-year-old Kennel Club aims to keep alive traditions of mushing, which most years includes putting on the businessman's race.
It's totally fun and sport. It's to give people an opportunity to be a dog musher, to run a little team a few miles around a course and see what it's like.
As the tiny teams take off, they're quickly swallowed by the murky swirl of snow. Spectators and supporters huddle by trucks in the parking lot, while just a few blocks away, back of the pack Iditaroders keep arriving under Front Street's Burled Arch. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes,